Dozens of people have been arrested at the border between the U.S. and Mexico after tensions flared earlier this week at the San Ysidro port of entry. This is one of the busiest border crossings in the world. It's located between Southern California and Tijuana, a city in northwest Mexico. And U.S. officials estimate that about 100,000 people legally cross that border every day. But they temporarily closed the crossing on Sunday after hundreds of people on the Mexican side ran past police blockades and tried to get into the U.S. illegally. They're some of the members of the migrant caravan we reported on this fall. It's made up of thousands of people, mostly from Central America, who've been traveling through Mexico in the hopes of gaining entry to the U.S. Sunday's incident began with what was supposed to be a peaceful march to the border, but a number of protesters broke off in different directions once they got close to it. And when they were stopped, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says some of the migrants started throwing rocks. In response, CBP says it used tear gas to disperse the protesters. A CBP official says it doesn't look like any of the protesters made it into the U.S. illegally, though 69 people were arrested on the U.S. side of the border.